that hip hop. I hip it to the hip it to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rock to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat.
Now, all right, welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast number seven, unofficially sponsored by Pearson Salted Nut Rolls. Don't be a butthole. Eat a Pearson Salted Nut Roll. Words to live by. Words to live by. I'm here with Team Bad Decision.
Could you also say, don't be a beehole, eat a salted, nutted pee hole? Or pee roll?
Pee roll.
Damn it.
Mr. Marinas, Miss Tress.
Hey.
No, hello, Rob.
You guys are tipsless today.
We are
tipsless.
Tips with a P.
We are rounded today.
Without tips.
Without tips.
Yes. Team Bad Decision.
Yes,
where's
sir.
So where's Tips? What's his excuse?
He's a tunnel runner.
He's underneath St. Paul somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Does he ever make it to Minneapolis? Do the tunnels connect?
I don't know. I bet they do.
They probably do. Yeah.
I bet Cheryl's tunnel connects to Minneapolis.
Is that his mom?
That's for sure.
That's definitely his mother.
Yes, Cheryl.
Yeah, Cheryl. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. What's up? What's up, Cheryl? What's up, Cheryl? What's up, Cheryl? Last episode I had Fingas of Common Labor, Background Noise Crew. You guys familiar with those guys?
Yes, sir.
Fingas, he's the guy who plays the guitar. He's got the Fingas. We discussed the Kanye West album,
ooh.
College Dropout.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Are you guys Kanye-zy?
Oh, yeah.
Weezy? Kizzy?
Yeah.
Kizzy Weezy? Cool.
Team Ye.
Some of his plaques still say Kane, but his name is Kanye. Some of his plaques still say Kane.
That's true.
Yeah, as of then.
That is true.
So he had his jaw wired shut, right? He didn't get any, like, metal in his jaw? Or did he just get it wired shut after that car crash of his?
It was just wired shut,
just
I think.
Wired,
just to,
I think.
Yeah.
The reason I, you know, it was kind of random, but we were talking about the Ye yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the Science Museum checking out that body exhibit.
Yeah.
Which is badass. Highly recommend.
The one with, like, real bodies, right?
Real bodies.
Yeah. I'm actually a member now. I'm a member of the National.
He's getting his wallet
out.
Some sort of ticket?
Yeah, I'm a member of. Basically, I can go to any science museum in the country, right?
Really?
Now. Yeah.
Wow.
It was $8 more just to get the year membership than it was for two of us to go. So
you're going to just take a little countryside.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to quit my job
and just tour the country and
get our nerd
visit.
On.
Start an Instagram and like just take pictures of science stuff.
All right.
You can't bring your camera in the museum, though.
Really?
That's why it'll be so successful.
What about your phone, though? They can't stop you from bringing your phone in.
Oh, they get so mad. Lady, we're watching this movie about tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Lady yelled, like, in her mom voice, quit jumping over the chairs. I'm like, whoa.
Get in the minivan.
Get back downstairs.
In the Omni Theater?
Yeah.
Does that buzzer mean stop talking about that?
Nope. Okay. That means it closed and dry. But today we're going to discuss, normally we talk about music.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always. I mean, this is my show. Talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Exactly.
Marina's over here wearing a Boys in the Hood t-shirt.
Just for
that's
you.
That's real.
You know?
It's real.
Yeah.
This is passed down from generation
it
to
is.
Generation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the second or third, I believe.
Yeah. And I love it. I love it.
Community t-shirt.
It's, you know, it's for those that can't see it because they can't see through listening. But maybe if they're...
Just visualize for a second.
If they're blind, they could probably see it.
You know?
Think about that.
Or
if you're the shirt was once black.
It's got holes in the neck.
Yeah.
It's like dark, dark.
You know what? I love that. You don't give a shit.
Hell no.
I would still wear it too.
It's an easy fit, you know?
Yeah.
Easy fit.
Easy fit. With
the athletic fit
on there.
Athletic fit.
That's Ice Cube.
Oh, that's Ice Cube. It is. He looks
in front
like
of his 6'4 Impala.
His Jerry curls.
As Doughboy.
Fatty came into the Lunatic Studio way back in the day.
Yeah.
And, he had a bag full of goodies. You know, I scored this out of it. And this is back when I was basically homeless. You know,
I think it was a bag of clothes I was gonna donate.
I lived basically in the studio, you know, and if it wasn't for Fatty, I'd probably just would have sat under a bridge somewhere.
Without clothes.
Yeah,
you know?
Naked all the
time. At least without
I'd
a Boys in the Hood
for
t-shirt.
Some people for money in my hat. But, yeah, he came in with some clothes, and I scored this with this Boys in the Hood shirt, and I also scored a shirt that I wear regularly of an old Snoop Dogg clothing company shirt.
Yeah, I
remember
that.
Navy blue, and it's like a 4X. So.
Yeah, it's
oh,
like
it was huge on
huge
me.
Huge on
man.
Him.
You know, you wear that.
I do.
Damn.
That's why I had to go to the gym. You know, I had to broaden my, I had to brown my shoulders because the shoulder part stitch was where my sleeve should have been.
It's like down to his elbows.
So this like 4X size t-shirt has like, inspired you to work out.
I had like a capri t-shirt on, you know?
Three-quarter sleeve shirt.
Wow.
So yeah, I had to change that and just get some shoulders on me.
It's really amazing how Snoop Dogg impacts our life. Mm-hmm. Really.
You know,
it's just, and it's like
some people smoke weed because of him. You right. Know, you know, I started getting bigger shoulders
because of Snoop Dogg. Right. Snoop Lion. Yeah. Right.
You know,
well, today we're gonna talk about Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
We are.
You know, remember great. That guy? You know that guy.
We love that guy.
Yeah. Most people know Adam Sandler because he was on the Cosby Show. Mm. Most people do.
Most people do. Most people do not know that.
I know that. Yeah, most people don't. He played Theo's friend on the show. That's and, real. You know, I don't know if you guys watched The Cosby Show a lot. I remember watching it a lot, and I think it's an awesome show.
Great
still.
Show.
Yeah.
Great
but still, even if you were like, Adam Sandler was on the show, you're like, fuck you, that's not real.
Yeah.
Why are you making shit?
This sounds made up as shit.
Yeah, yeah, but apparently it's real. 87 to 88.
Oh, yeah, that's like right when I was born.
Like she was born in 87.
Now that that's out of the way, yeah.
That's why I'm like,
I don't remember that.
Nope, don't remember.
But even like now, you don't watch reruns of it?
Nope.
Syndicated?
Pretty sure
really?
I was eating.
It's a good show. You should really watch it.
I was eating Old Dutch potato chips watching the Twins win the World Series that year.
Right, yeah, 87.
You know?
They won because I was born.
It's like back in 87, baby.
So, yeah, you know who else was on The Cosby Show? Just one episode. Alicia Keys.
What?
Yeah, she was a little girl.
Is she two?
Yeah.
She
was, what the heck?
Yeah, she's pretty young. Yeah. Nice.
That's cool.
You know what? I've seen the episode. I've seen pictures of it, and it's like, Rudy with the daughter of in the show.
Yeah.
Rudy Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
She has like a sleepover or something. She has like, there's like five friends with her, and she's one of them.
In there, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Weird. Does she look like Alicia Keys?
No, that's
like
the thing.
No jerks.
Like the same head, but on a little kid body.
Oh, yeah, it's like a little, you know, chubby girl round face. You know what I mean?
Oh, weird.
Yeah, she's cool. Pretty young.
I'm gonna have to look that up now. Oh,
so next in Adam Sandler's career, he was on Remote Control. That was an MTV game show.
I think I remember that show.
Yeah, I remember that show.
And wasn't he like the cool kid bully guy?
He was just like a bit player. He would come out and like do little
like skits.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And one specifically, I don't remember the character, but I remember him being in like a banana hammock, you know, like swim trunks, you know?
Yep.
And that was it. I remember
he'd always
that.
Wear that stupid hat.
Okay.
Yep.
Like the flip bill.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
all
yeah.
Weird.
That's
fold
right.
It up.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He had his own style. He didn't
have
give
like
a shit
five
about
colors
anyone,
on the hat.
Yeah.
He always reminds me of my old high school friend, Steve Jerome Beck.
Me
nobody,
too.
Nobody that's knows who he is, but.
I don't either.
You know, maybe we can do the little thing on Facebook that says with Steve Jerome Beck.
Tag him? Let's tag him.
No, but hey, much love to Steve.
I did not know. He was discovered by Dennis Miller. Do you guys know Dennis Miller?
No.
He's like he was really big in the 90s. Just like me, I was really big in the 90s too. But
you were.
You guys knew
you were.
That.
You
like 250
were.
Pounds?
Yeah,
it?
I was up there. Yeah. It was an easy climb, not so easy climbing down, but yeah. Yeah, and then so Dennis Miller used to do Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, this was like early 90s or something. So obviously he knew people in SNL.
Yeah, he was on SNL.
Right. And then Dennis Miller recommended Adam Sandler to Lorne Michaels, who's the creator and director of Saturday nice. Night Live, and that's how he got in there.
Very nice.
So that was nice. Good job, Dennis Miller. If it wasn't for Dennis,
that's
you know,
true.
Just like Snoop Dogg, man. If it wasn't for Dennis.
Dennis is the Snoop.
Where would we be?
You know, I'm pretty sure we're the target market for Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
But, yeah, definitely. Where would we be, you know? We need him.
So they hired him as a writer? On SNL? I didn't know you wrote for SNL. But
oh, really?
The next year they were like, you.
Right.
You're funny. You're too funny to be writing. You act. You know, get out there and sing the Hanukkah song. And
you're right.
And shit like that. Yeah. Also, another thing I didn't know, he was one of the final actors that tried out for Willy Wonka in the new Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh,
or
seriously?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Wow, you really did your research.
I did. I dig deep, man. I dig nice. Deep. Deep.
Jesus.
What role was he trying to play?
Minnesota Public Radio,
Willy
Wonka. Eat your heart out. You
yeah,
know?
NPR.
NPR?
Yeah.
Eat your heart out.
Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler were two of the three. And Johnny Depp, of course. Johnny
I could
Depp
see
one.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Maybe not
Adam. You know, Adam Sandler would have really just, I don't know.
That'd be weird.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
It could have been a life-changing, career-changing role for him.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
So that's really all I got for shit you might not have known. Or, you know.
I think, you know.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
What about that movie he did that... Overboard.
Was Going Overboard. That was actually his first one.
Was that his very first?
His very first one. We rented that one night.
What a horrible movie.
It's terrible. It is so bad.
We were trying so hard to like get into it and like think it's funny.
You're like, wait a minute, the funny part's coming up here.
Yeah,
right?
No, not at all.
I wanted to love it.
Right, you wanted to. Absolutely. Because you probably saw Billy Madison first and you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
This has got to be good, you know?
No, Overboard's terrible.
Terrible. Yeah. So here, I'm just going to go down this list. I got the list of his movies. Now, these are more movies that he plays a bigger role in, actually, besides one of them.
Okay.
But more his movies, you know what I mean?
Right.
Whether he made it or not. Going Overboard was his first in 1989. Oh, Shakes the Clown. No idea what that is.
What?
But I'm going to throw it in there just to see if you guys saw it.
Whoa.
Whoop, whoop.
91. Yeah. All the Juggalos have seen it, though.
That's awesome.
In 1993, Coneheads, the movie. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah, you know what I loved about Coneheads was the soundtrack, because it had the Red Hot Chili Peppers song, Soul to Squeeze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a great song that is.
Yeah.
So,
And he had a really small...
Small
There was
part,
like a bunch of SNL people in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1994, Airheads.
Oh, yeah.
That I like that one.
That one's still pretty funny.
Yeah.
I watch that every now and then sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And of course, 1995, the movie had all changed our lives. Billy Madison.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
For sure. I know every line.
Yeah.
It's my second favorite.
Yeah, I already know what your first favorite is.
So that came out in 95.
95, really?
I graduated. It must have came out on VHS like in 96. Because that was the times when like movies were in theaters. It took a while to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Still. I owned it and I watched it like all summer long before senior year, so that was 96.
Yeah, it had to be 96.
Yeah, and that was when I, you know, learned all the lines.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody remembers
it. I remember being in my friend's house. We would have that VHS tape playing, and you know, that's the VHS player. As soon as they would get to the end of the video, it would automatically rewind it for you and play it again.
Yeah.
So we literally would have that playing like all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then you catch a little line and it's like, oh yeah, I know where we are in that movie. It's
so you're doing like 20, like TBS does 24 hours of a Christmas story.
It would
you're
be
doing
like 48 hours.
48 hours of Billy Madison.
It'd be like 2 weeks straight of Billy Madison. This is a good life experience.
Right,
you need to see Billy Madison.
Yeah. And there's so much to learn from it.
There is.
So anyways, 1996, Happy Gilmore, that was another good one.
That would be my Billy Madison, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I recall that was my first movie that I was able to watch that had swearing in it.
Oh yeah?
So that tells you how young and how long ago that was. My friend John Schakel, his dad was our coach, and I stayed overnight at their house. And we went to a Christian school in East St. Paul. And they allowed us to watch that movie. So we rented it, and we ended up watching it about 8 times in a row. I'm not kidding. We started about 10 o'clock at night, and we just went all the way until about noon or so the next day.
Damn.
Didn't sleep. You know, maybe we had a break where we put the Eagles Hotel California on, you know, just did a little air guitar.
Right.
You know, but that's what everybody does.
Doesn't do air guitar to Eagles.
You know? But that's what we did. And then we ripped a Stretch Armstrong in half. You know, and they're supposed to be unbreakable.
That's a great story.
They
are. No,
we broke
anymore.
We broke that shit in half, man. And there's this smelly gunk in there.
Oh, it's so nasty.
And you can't get it off your hands.
It's like a skunk.
So there's a reason why you shouldn't even do it.
I'm pretty sure it was radioactive.
My hands have never been the same. So that same year, 86, or 96 rather, Bulletproof came out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
that's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
Yep. That one, it took me a while to see that one. I don't know why.
I think for everybody.
Yeah, 98, his next one was The Wedding Singer.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, that's probably, that's actually probably my favorite.
You know, I love him and Drew Barrymore together.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
And you got, I love 80s pop music.
Yeah, me too.
So that works out pretty well.
It's funny, though, because you haven't even gotten to what was considered like his hit, right?
I suppose, yeah. Well, it depends on what you consider like his hit. Because the highest grossing movie he had was I Haven't Said Yet.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Right.
Like, it's crazy because it shows how many good movies he's really had, you know?
Right.
And this, you might touch on this later, but what are they called? Razzie. Last year, he made a new, he made history by becoming the first person to get the male and female Razzie for his role in Jack and Jill.
Oh, yeah? Really?
He got both of them.
Okay.
So, yeah, he gets a lot
gets
of heat.
He gets the most.
They love Adam Sandler at the Razzies.
I went through
even
the list of
the
all of
worst.
His movies. And even, like, the shittiest movies made... There was one movie that I don't think made... It lost money.
Really?
But it was only one out of all of his movies.
And it probably has made money by now, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. DVD sales or something.
Right.
Something. Where were we? So, The Wedding Singer in 98. Waterboy, 98.
Oh,
same year.
That's such a great one, too.
That's the big hit, right? The Waterboy? Did that gross the most?
No, it's not. But that was up. It was up there.
Okay.
99, Big Daddy.
Oh, that's
2000,
a good one.
Little Nicky.
Oh, I love that movie,
okay,
too.
Okay, since there's so many of them, here, just...
We have to rank them.
I'm gonna go down the list and say, you guys say, have I seen it, yes or no? Good,
okay.
Yes or no?
Okay.
2002, Mr. Deeds.
Yes.
Good?
Good.
Good.
Yes, I agree.
Deeds!
2002, Punch Drunk Love.
No.
Part of it.
It was more of a serious role, you know. They were definitely not going for like the stupid Billy Madison type humor.
Yeah, I think that's the only time Siskel and Ebert gave him any kind of props.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that he might have been going for that, maybe, but he didn't make that movie. He was just part of that.
Yeah, it's not a Happy Madison.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure. 2002, Eight Crazy Nights. Yeah. That was the cartoon.
Yeah. I actually watched that.
No.
I need to watch it again, because I remember watching it, and it was I was just...
Like the Hanukkah theme one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really... Yeah.
Yeah, that one was okay. It was good for a cartoon.
Right. 2003, Anger Management. That was actually the highest grossing one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Probably because Jack Nicholson was in it.
That's true.
You throw that guy in a movie, and it's like...
It's
the
instant,
old people are going to go see it.
Instant gold.
It is. It is.
2004, 50 First Dates.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
one. That's
a chick flick.
That one was cute. You know, it was cute.
Yeah.
It's cute.
2004, Spanglish.
No.
Ooh, never heard of that one.
That's it's kind of a serious, in a way, not it, but it is kind of funny. It's a different one.
Yeah.
It's different. 2005, The Longest Yard remake.
That's a good one.
That was
you know
good.
What? And shout out to Tipsy. He loves that movie.
He does love that movie.
He watched that all the time.
Bless his heart. He should be here.
You know?
Bless his heart.
Back to Spanglish. That wasn't a Happy Madison either,
no,
right?
It wasn't, no.
Okay.
2006, Click. Click?
Click.
Yeah, he had the remote.
That's one with the remote.
Oh,
yeah.
He did.
Stuff.
We saw that.
Gumballs, right?
He would
right?
make it
Didn't
rain.
The gumballs rain?
Yeah, he would make it rain gumballs.
No,
that
was
some other
stories.
One. Bedtime stories.
Bedtime stories. Let me tell you, probably one of the funniest scenes I've seen in a movie is in the movie Click. All right,
okay.
Are you familiar with the actor Terry Crews?
Is it the porno one in the department store?
No.
that's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
Funny.
But okay, black actor Terry Crews, he's in Next Friday, I think.
Yep.
He basically replaced Debo in the Friday series.
Yep.
He's like, he is fucking hilarious, that guy. Right? You had no idea he was even in the movie. In the movie Click, because it's just a small role. Adam Sandler's driving, and he's at like a stoplight, and then you hear this like convertible pull up next to him, and this guy is just singing. I don't know, it's this 80s song, maybe like some Hall & Oates song, I think. And he's just like singing at the top of his lungs, and he's just so, I don't know, just so into it. And Adam Sandler like looks over, and he's like, what the hell is this? And he pauses it, because he's just so flamboyant about it, and just unexpected.
Yeah.
I just remember laughing hysterically at that scene. And
you
can YouTube that scene.
Next time I see it, I guarantee I'll probably laugh a little harder.
That movie just reminds me of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Right? That's all I can think of,
That's all I think of in that movie is Bed Bath & Beyond.
I can't even go in that store anymore.
I know, right?
And Michael Keaton was like his manager or something, right? Was that the movie?
Yeah, something like that.
Bed Bath & Beyond,
he
worked there?
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond,
yeah.
He'd go in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I know if there was ever like a zombie apocalypse, I'm going there.
Yeah. For sure.
They got everything there.
All right, 2007, Rain Over Me. That was another kind of serious one where he was like a 9/11. His wife
wasn't
died.
He, like, in 9/11. Kissing in the rain.
Firefighter.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that. With,
I'll pass.
Don Cheadle.
I'll pass.
The other guy?
Yeah.
It was good.
9/11, I respect it and all that.
You're not going to have 48 hours of rain over me. That's what I'm hearing. 2007, I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's a good one. Yeah. Good message behind it.
Yeah.
Cheat the system by saying you're gay.
Yeah.
No, that's not.
Honestly, who hasn't thought about that?
Right. 2008, You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
Oh, that one's so funny.
It's so weird, though.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird, funny ones.
Yeah.
It's so funny, though. I love that they play hacky sack with the cat. I'm not going to lie.
That saves it. That saved the movie for me.
Really? In the fighting with his feet?
Yeah, that is pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That's great.
That same year, 2008, Bedtime Stories.
Oh, he went through that weird kid phase.
Yeah.
You know what? Kids,
in his career, you can totally pinpoint when he had kids, you know?
Yep. Bedtime Stories was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It's a movie you can watch.
Who wouldn't do that,
kids.
Right? I mean, why not? Right.
Yeah.
Right. 2009, Funny People.
I don't recall.
That's like a three-hour movie. It's got like a shit ton of people.
Three-hour movie?
Features of, like, it's basically him and Seth Rogen.
Oh.
It's one where he's like, he plays as a stand-up comedian. He finds out he has cancer and he's going to die.
Oh.
So it's kind of a serious tone to it.
How come I didn't hear of this?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
We should probably go to the store after this.
It is worth the watch because it has like the serious tone to it. And it's like, what if you find out you're going to die?
What would you do?
And he kind of wants to hand the reins over to Seth Rogen to be, like, write material for Seth Rogen being another stand-up comedian.
Oh.
You know, and there's, like, a shit ton of cameos in it. Like, Eminem makes a cameo, which is hilarious, by the way.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Grown-ups is great, too.
That's a pretty good one.
That one's okay.
And this is pretty much where the list ends for me, but 2011, Jack and Jill. I have not seen that.
Okay,
it looked
terrible. Honestly,
horrible.
That's the most horrible movie I've ever seen
see
in my
it?
Life.
Okay,
I saw part of it.
We just watched a part of it, and I was like, "Okay, there's a lot of karate scenes in there, which were kind of funny, but I'm just like, okay, this is just terrible. This is terrible. You can't.
Right. No.
Adam Sandler addresses a woman. It wasn't even funny. I mean, it was just bad.
It was bad. But the only thing that is cool and that I can respect is to pay homage to his old character on What the Hell Happened to Me. You remember that CD? Remember he had those CDs?
Oh, yeah.
What the Hell Happened to Me. And on that CD, they had a skit where they're having a pool party, and his mom keeps bothering him, and they're just trying to have fun. Oh, you kids want some cantaloupe?
You want some cantaloupe?
Why, you play with your cock and balls? You remember that? And it's the same lady.
All right.
The same voice in Jack.
Is that Jill?
Jill?
Yeah.
Is that Jill? Okay.
Yeah.
It's the same voice that he uses. And he's like, oh, come on. Yeah,
it's his woman voice.
So when I heard that, you know, it brought me right back to that funny skit. But that's the only thing good I could really say about that movie.
We watched about maybe 5 minutes, and I was like, okay, we need to find something else.
So here's the thing with when he does a voice. Like, the thing that bothered me about Little Nicky, I didn't even say Little Nicky, did I?
Yes, you did.
You did.
And that's a great
movie. It's just weird.
You know, when he does that voice for the whole movie, it kind of bothers me. And that's why I have not seen 2012's That's My Boy.
Oh.
Because he does that voice the whole time.
Yeah, he does do that the whole time.
Yeah, he does.
Like, why does he have to do that voice?
Yeah. Little Nicky, it was just, that movie was so weird, I think he could pull it off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? I think he thinks that it's good.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only reason.
And, you know, he makes a lot of these movies with his buddies. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So when you have all your friends around, it's probably not as easy to say, hey, maybe you shouldn't use that voice. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's Adam
Or maybe
Sandler.
You could say it like that. Right.
You know, like it's...
Maybe, you know what? If you're good friends with him, honestly, I'd say anything he did would probably make me laugh.
Right.
So it'd be, like, hard to say that...
Well, and when you think about, like, when you make a movie, like, Little Nicky or whatever, obviously there's scenes. So it's like, each time you hear it, you only hear it for so long.
Right.
I'm sure it's hilarious, you know, but then you put it into, like, a two-hour movie, and it's like, it's a little
if
much.
If I were to personalize it, because that's what I always try to do, like, how would I feel in that situation, you know? And it's...
Right.
You know, like me and you, we've done music together in the past, and you know, you have different, over time, you can even adapt different rap styles. Like, I kind of had this growl to my voice for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and some people, you know, be like, oh man, I love when you do that. That's the reason I love you, blah, blah, blah. And some people are like, what the fuck? You're trying to be a wrestler now? You know, you sound like Macho Man.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like, it's really tough, man. It's really hard to know because.
Some people love it.
Personally, I like it, and sometimes I'm like, oh, that's a little overbearing, you know. But you just never really know, and you can't please everybody, yeah, you know.
That's
so
true.
That's just how it is. I don't know. I guess that's how I would personalize it, and
right.
You know.
Yeah, like Sandler always talked about like the speech impediment thing. I think he thought that maybe he talks goofy, so I think maybe right. That was his way of covering it up, or trying to be funny with
maybe,
it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Could be just an insecure thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Nice. Now we're good giving yeah. we're giving deep. Dr. Oz a run for his money now.
That's right. From the next Oprah.
A little psyche on
you know what? I'm gonna tag Adam Sandler in this.
Yeah.
When we post this. You know? Maybe he'll check it out and be like, you know what? Yeah, they're right.
They're right.
And he doesn't have to pay anything. He'll say thank you, Rob.
Probably
yep.
Change his life and he can hire us.
So 2012, That's My Boy. Also that year, Hotel Transylvania, that was the cartoon.
Yeah.
That was all right.
That was okay.
We took the kid to see it.
Yeah.
It was good. It was all right.
The kids loved it, I heard.
Yeah, kids like that stuff.
Yeah. They like that shit. Yeah.
Went to Disney World. On a side note, speaking of kids.
Yeah.
Kids love that shit.
You know what? I know
kids.
All about it because I went to your parents' house.
Don't even bring up Bonnie.
I won't bring up Bonnie.
Look at how red he just.
If I didn't know her, I would bring up Bonnie, but I do, so I can't bring her up.
No, you do. Yeah. You do. And she'll be listening.
Right. Hi, Bonnie. How's it going? How's that computer running?
She's gonna listen and then she can, you know, chat with your wife about it later.
Right, yeah, on Facebook. Yeah.
Yep.
It's great.
So 2013, this year, Grown Ups 2 coming out.
What?
Yeah.
With the same cast?
I think so. They're even more grown up.
Oh, even more grown up. So, their kids have kids? That kind of grown up?
I don't know. It's called Grown Ups 2.
It'll be
Growner
good.
Upper.
Really?
No, I just made that up.
No, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Growner Upper.
Growner Upper.
I like that.
It sounds like a personal problem.
Growner Upper.
So, what year? In 1999, you know, Adam Sandler made this Happy Madison.
Yep.
Film production company, which was basically a mashup of Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Happy Madison.
Yep.
Became Happy Madison. Mm-hmm. Their first movie was Deuce Bigalow, Male Gigolo.
Okay, now that's another movie that was in my VHS player for probably days on it.
Yeah.
What a great first movie.
Oh, yeah. That is great.
I will say this. My finger's up. If it was not for Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider would probably be homeless. Or he would be working at a Bed Bath
& Beyond. You can do it!
Well, yeah. Didn't Rob Schneider come from SNL, though?
He did. But after that, it was like...
Yeah.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
Application was filled out. And
that's true.
He got an interview, and Adam Sandler called him up, and he was like, no, throw up that
Throw that application away.
Yeah.
No,
I got an idea.
And they got fired, right? Didn't Sandler and Farley get fired from
SNL? Yeah, that's what he was on... Letterman or something, or Conan O'Brien or something.
Conan O'Brien. Yeah, that's right.
Apparently he got fired. I don't know what the hell Adam Sandler would do to get fired, but... Besides these movies, you know, he's done, like, The Animal, Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
Master of Disguise, which was questionable.
That was questionable.
The Hot Chick.
Yeah, he was in that movie.
And there's some really... unfortunate ones like Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star.
Oh my god!
That's probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
That movie sucked.
That one, besides Jack and Jill.
I really wanted to like that one too.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh,
you know what? Nick
Swartzen's
another one. Nick Swartzen's another one that probably wouldn't have much more of a career if it wasn't for Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so he's a good friend to have. He'll give you chances.
Yeah, that's true.
It's pretty cool.
But that one did not make money.
Oh, I'm sure.
It cost $10 million. That was the budget.
$10 million?
Yeah, $10 million.
Bucky?
Are you kidding me? I feel like I could make that movie.
It made $2.6 million. So a little bit of a loss there.
Ouch. Is that the one that didn't make money on the list?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? There's a few movies that didn't make much money or lost very little. But
that one lost a lot of money.
You know, there's always movies that make way more than what it costs to make up the difference. But there's even shitty movies. Jack and Jill cost for one thing, $79 million to make.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so ridiculous. Yeah.
It must have been all in makeup or
something.
And it
made $150 million.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe people are anticipating it for it to be good or something.
And that cost right there, that covers all the actors' salaries and everything too,
right?
Production costs, everything.
Wow.
But I don't know if this includes like DVD sales and everything, but even if it's a shitty movie, you know, he still...
Wow, for DVDs
and all that, they must sell like the rights off to whoever distributes them at the stores, and then they get the royalties.
Well, the distribution company probably just takes a cut. There's also some television shows that Happy Madison does.
Oh, really?
Some that I've never heard of, like the Dana and Julia show. I don't know what that is.
Dana and Julia.
That was 2004. Todd's Coma, 2005. And here's a show which had a future, and it was really stupid, but very funny. It was on Comedy Central. I don't even think it got past like two episodes.
What was it about?
Gay Robot.
Oh.
Have you heard of Gay Robot?
Nope.
It was
Gay Robot, really?
Gay Robot.
That's what they call
and
it.
And this was Nick Swartzen was the voice of this robot that was in college.
Okay.
You know, and it's so stupid, but he's just like, he meets like the star of the football team, and he's like, "Hey guys, you know, he's like he's hitting on the star of the football team because he's a gay robot, you know what I mean?" And he's like, he's got this screen that's the rainbow on his chest, you know.
Oh my
gosh. Everyone, he's like, hey, gay robot, how's it going? You know, he's just another one of the guys.
Wow.
It's a really stupid concept, but you can watch him on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
And there's a few episodes.
A gay robot.
Yeah.
Good.
They also do Rules of Engagement, which is still on.
That's still on.
Yeah, I like that show. And there's some other ones. Nick Swartzen's Pretend Time, which is on Comedy Central.
Yep.
And that's... I don't think that's a very good show.
I think I watched maybe an episode of it.
Yeah
I agree.
Yeah. Forgot about it already, so...
And you know, the shitty thing is, Nick Swartzen, he's from Minnesota. And he's like, you want to support him, you know? That's why I give pretty much anything he does a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. He's... He will not be tagged in this episode. And there's some other ones I've never heard of, but well, let's break.
Okay.
For a Pearson salted nut roll.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Yeah,
thank you.
No peanut allergies, right?
No.
We're not supposed to eat these, but I'm gonna.
It's a special occasion.
People don't know this, but like peanuts are a legume. They're not actually a nut.
Really?
Really.
What,
Fact.
In the last episode, I was talking with Fingers about what is the worst nut to eat. Is it the cashew?
You know, we could argue that if you wanted to. Arguably.
How about we just discuss it?
Okay.
I don't want to yell.
The fattiest one is cashew.
It's a fatty
one. The fatty one is, cashews. I don't know. You know, we're on this nutrition challenge right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a Paleolithic diet. You can't have sugar. Can't have legumes, you can't have dairy, can't have any grains. So, we learn a lot about nuts and seeds and fruit and vegetables and meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that nuts, it's good. Peanuts are probably the worst thing, even though it's not really a nut.
Because they're high in saturated fat.
240 calories. Wow.
Just run home from here.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be right.
So you buy the whole box of them?
shout out to Fleet Farm. Package of like 8. For not... I'm sure Costco would have a better deal.
Did you buy a gun when you were there?
A gun, some horse food.
Yeah.
A saddle.
And a toy train.
Cowboy boots. Yeah, toy train. Unless it's Christmas time, they have a lot more toys during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
New pair of Dickies.
That's another place you can go during a zombie apocalypse, is Fleet Farm.
Yeah. Oh, they have some good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Bow and arrows and...
Everything you need.
Ninja swords. Quite a vast ninja section for...
Yeah, they do.
Farm and Fleet. In Wisconsin, they're called, I think, Farm and Fleet. But yes. I don't know if it's the same company.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes.
Everything's different in Wisconsin.
It is.
Martin Wall. It's not Walmart there. Get and Tar. Target here.
Nards me.
Buy best. All right, let's get on to the interview here. This is what people listen for. They don't give a shit about the first half.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to hear us talk
about... You make them wait till the very end.
Right. I sent you guys a text because we were talking about like talking in a New York accent.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But
I am so bad at that.
Yeah, I'm not either. I was honestly, this morning I'm like, I'm gonna watch like some How to Talk.
Honestly, New York, I have a heavy Minnesotan accent. I can't even say it without saying it with the accent. Like Minnesotan.
Bro's from Minnesota.
Yeah, she's from Minnesota.
What?
What the fuck?
Bada bing. Bada boom.
Listen to some Ill Bill records.
And, yeah, there you go.
Some nonfiction.
Need to tag them.
Team Bad Decision.
Yeah.
Team Bad Decision.
Mistress, Mr. Marinus, Tips, wherever he may be in the sewers.
He's a tunnel runner.
Tunnel running.
Running them tunnels.
You know what I'm saying?
Running them shits. So what's up with you guys? Project Mayhem?
Yeah.
You working on that?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It really has.
People are waiting for that shit.
It really has, you know, and I think we feel the same way, you know. Anybody who's made a CD knows how it is, and, you could spit them out. You can do that. Anybody can do that, but I really want to release something special, and I have a vision. I know Tress here does, too, and, you know, some things popped up that we had to handle now.
You know how it is. Making an album, people don't realize how much goes into it.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And it's like building a house. If the walls don't get painted, you can't put the tile down. You can't, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like one thing after another. Everything has to be done on time. Mm-hmm. And when things don't get done on time, it slows down the process. So.
And you don't want to build a shitty house.
No, you don't want to build a shitty house.
We're so busy, too, every day. It's not like we just sit around and do nothing or, can just make music. I don't know why we do this, but we take on a lot of things at once, you
right.
know, and, you know, whether it's...
Disney World.
You know, we do fun stuff too, but, you know, we do a lot of fitness stuff. I do a lot of music things too for other people. I record a lot of cats, you know, I sell... producers beats, you know, I do a little bit of promotion.
Well, and then, you know, we have been booking shows and, you know, doing things on a different business end instead of, you know, being able to focus on our record.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think this year we definitely kind of, you know, hunkered down and said, look, we're getting this done. It's coming out this year.
It sounds to me, you guys have been making too many good decisions. You need to start making bad decisions.
You have a valid point there.
Yeah.
It's we're just trying to make the good decisions for Team Bad Decision.
There you go.
You know? So.
Well put.
Plus, you know, we're going to say Tips has a youngin' on the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, a baby coming. Anytime.
It's human.
Anytime now.
It's human, yeah. Human, I know he looks like he has alien babies, but he is pregnant.
He is pregnant.
He's about to have a baby.
Congratulations
for
to
real,
Tips.
Though, yeah.
Yeah, no, for real.
Congrats to him and his and... Kristen, not my Kristen, but his Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Copy my style, you know.
Kids.
Anyways.
Motherfucker. I love you, Tips, but fuck you.
But anyways, you know, we do have a lot of really cool songs already recorded.
Right.
I wanted to bring you some, but I was, you know.
You know me, man. Once it's like right through the computer, right to the internet. It's like,
you know,
listen to this, share it. You know.
Well, and
you
know,
trust me.
I do have to say though, like through the process. I mean, it's been like 3 years,
mm-hmm.
going on 3 years since we've even like had the thought in our mind. But it's like the album. I gotta say, I'm pretty impressed that it hasn't been leaked.
Yeah.
Or that a lot of information's been leaked about it. So. I do like that. I do want a little bit of element of surprise for everybody.
Has there been a lot of people, like, have songs been going around to different people? Is that why you're saying that?
Yeah,
you know, we like to work with all the people that we see on day-to-day life, you know, like things, people that we do business with, too, and in other ways, we deal with them musically, you know. We keep it all tight-knit like that, and that's just how we like to roll. It's crazy, all the drop boxing and all that going on, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just
yeah.
passing stuff around. And I got family involved now, too, with my cousin. He's doing a lot of our work for us as far as the graphics and stuff go. So it's been real cool to keep it real tight-knit, mm-hmm. you know, family.
Keep it in the fam.
Yeah, you know, like, first rule of Project Mayhem is we don't talk about it. We don't talk about it. It's
so secret. Right now you're already breaking rule number one, yeah, right here.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, we're just chilling in your basement.
So can you tell us something about, like, the production? Who do you got? You guys doing it yourself?
Yeah, we got one guy. He's like our new, he's our new cat.
He's our Kanye.
He's our new beat cat that nobody knows about yet. You know, there's a couple people, and I'm excited. We got a good handful of beats from him. I made some. I actually have some beats from back in the day, chilling at the old Lunatic studio.
Yeah.
That I resurrected. That we're gonna use.
Mm-hmm.
We got Caesar from Out of Bounds. Right. We got him on there.
And Pete Rentz.
Who else? We got Pete Rentz on there.
Nice.
You know, Ruthless's own, Peter Rentz.
Bloody Boombox's own.
We got a cool feature, you know, from out of state. Some guy that who's had respect for us for a long time, and we were fortunate that he actually moved to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So we linked up with him. It, you know, we're not gonna name names.
I'll cut it out. I won't say it. You don't want to say it.
I don't know if we do. I don't think so.
So are all the songs are the three of you? Or is there like individual songs? Maybe just more the two of you? Maybe more?
We also have, you know, we have a song with a good friend of ours, Joey Wayne, too. He had gotten the production from, you know, from him, too. So that one's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, most of the songs are, it's kind of a mixture. It's kind of weird. I don't know how to explain it. Like there's... we have solo songs on there. We have songs. There's one in particular that's one of my favorites. It's just Marinus and I. And, you know, we have everything to, like, a party song to a serious note to, I don't know. It's got a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really cool. It's exciting. I like it a lot.
And it's a lot different than our last projects, Plays Lounge Crew and True High Class, which she was a part of. You know, it's just a whole different feel. It's mm-hmm. good. I feel like
an evolution.
It's more
really is.
You've grown.
It's more real. It's more real life, and it's more stuff that I normally would never like to talk about. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's like it's very therapeutic too for us.
Right. So, as music should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And you know, that's kind of how I've always been. You know, if you've ever chilled with me, I'm a lot more open in my music than I am kind of when you're sitting with me.
Mm-hmm.
So
that keeps it real. That is keeping it real. The definition of keeping it real.
That's as real as it gets.
When keeping it real goes right.
But that's definitely what this album is. And it captures more of our personalities, of what we've been through and where we've gotten to now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for the next chapter. I love all my other music too,
mm-hmm.
but I'm excited to see how people are going to like this new style.
Are you guys, will there ever be another PLC album? Will there ever be another THC album? Will there ever be solo albums?
You know,
go!
You know, possibilities on anything are open.
Yeah.
You know, we never want to close any possibilities or doors or whatever, but we try not to burn any bridges even. You know, everybody has their differences, and we just try to be more classy about it or just stay cordial.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, that's well said. I think, you know, like, PLC, obviously, I always looked up to you guys, you know, musically. And it's like, it would be great to see another album if it happens. I'm sure you'd be down to do it. And I know, like, True High Class, I really love that album, Wings, that we did. And Illegal and myself, that was a really good time in my life, and I really enjoyed that. So it's like the opportunity is open, you know, the door's open if it ever happened.
Right.
So... can't say no.
If you do another THC album, that should be when you tell people you're recording it, you should say you're going back to your roots.
Yeah.
When you're recording it.
Yeah.
This album sounds a lot like a first album.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think it's so weird because that was so long ago, you know?
Right.
And it's like we're doing, you know, Team Bad Decision project now. It's like, man, I'm so different from then, and I haven't really released anything since then. So it's kind of crazy to see the differences.
It's crazy, you know?
But it'd be weird, like, you know, if we were to do an album right now, it's like, I don't know what it would sound like. I don't think it would be the same.
Yeah. That'd be hard to do.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the challenge you need.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As far as like a solo album goes, I know I've always talked about doing a solo album, but I think I've always enjoyed being part of a group.
Right.
I like sharing music. I like sharing my ideas, and I like. But yeah, it was just kind of like I don't know. I really like being in a group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it ever came about to do a solo album, I would do it. But mm-hmm. I just like.
There's a lot of work into a solo album.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a one-man show, you know, yeah. It's like, there's a lot.
It's also a one-woman show,
yeah,
by the way.
You know.
Right?
Yeah.
I'd probably do it.
We don't hate on the Thank You Rob podcast.
Yeah.
I think, you know, right now, the focus is Team Bad Decision.
Right.
You know, and then after that, maybe Mistress.
We'll see what the future holds.
I know Tips is working on some shit, and then why not? You know, yeah. I got a bunch of beats and a bunch of ideas that...
Do you have beats for days? How long?
Yeah, probably about 4 to 5 days.
Okay. Not quite a week. You're getting there, man. Come on. Yeah. You're getting there.
You know, I try.
So you guys are nominated for the Twin Cities Urban Music Awards, right?
Yes.
Team Bad Decision and Mistress.
Something
yes.
like that.
Solo.
Yeah, so, the polls had closed a couple weeks ago, so we don't find out if you win until like March, mid-March. Okay.
So is this different than the Twin Cities Hip Hop Awards?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like BET versus MTV.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
So there's no relation.
There's
same
no relation.
People or
no, it's a totally different group of people, and actually they've been really awesome. I mean, the award show last year was really cool. It was held at Epic, and all the people there were super nice and. Mm. You know, totally not what you would expect.
Right.
And so it's like, I don't know, it's definitely more urban, you know. Mm-hmm. So I like it. It's fun.
Did I hear that the Twin Cities Hip Hop Awards is not happening?
Or yeah,
it was, but the venue canceled on them?
Yeah, well, I guess that was supposed to be held at the Myth, and then the Maplewood police decided to shut that down before it happened because they've just had too many problems.
Right.
And so I was like,
they
really have. I mean, like, what... I mean, there's, like, shootings
and
stabbings
yeah.
and fights and, I mean, all sorts of bad stuff. So it's like, I don't blame them for that, so.
You know, it's...
You got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
There's a really big hip-hop scene in Minnesota.
Oh, the scene out here
you know?
Is fantastic.
And there's people you've never even heard of. Like, if you go to the Twin Cities Urban Music Awards website or the Twin Cities Hip-Hop Awards website to see who's nominated, you're like, half the people, you don't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
You know, just because there's, I don't know, if they're like Minneapolis or...
Well, you just, the scene changes constantly.
It does, yeah.
And it's constantly growing and, I don't know, it's cool. Like, you know, the Twin Cities Hip-Hop Awards... The winners from however many years ago, like you go through the list of winners and it's like, wow, that's so different than how it is, you know, now from 7-8 years ago. So it's like, it's cool, you know, it's a really cool scene.
So you guys made it to both round two for the nominations?
Yeah, so the nominations, it's kind of a weird process. So somebody has to submit you to be a nominee and then they do like a 2-week voting scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the voting for the first 2 weeks, it's like the list scrolls on forever because like everybody's nominated. But then if you make it to the next round, there's only 8 people in the category. So the top 8 get voted on, basically. Mm-hmm. So I made it to Grinder of the Year.
Steadily grinding.
Yeah, just grinding. But it was kind of funny. I was trying to explain that to like some friends and family. Like, what I've been nominated for, and I came to Grinder of the Year, and they're like, Grinder of the Year, what the heck does that mean? Like, they were totally confused. I'm like, it's slang, you
there
know?
There ain't nothing wrong with a
little
bump
and
grind.
But, yeah, so I made it for Grinder of the Year and for Female Rap Artist of the Year. And then Team Bad Decision made it for Livest Local Event for when we did Bad Decision Thursdays. And then for booking our shows.
Right.
And I think...
So you guys made it to round two for that one, too?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see how the voting goes.
How many times can you vote?
As every 24 hours.
Okay.
It's over
once
now.
Every 24
it's
hours.
Over now, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, how does the next round of voting go?
So the last...
It's done, right?
Yeah, it's done. So basically, whoever won, you don't get to see. It doesn't show up on the polls. So you don't find out. They actually have an award show.
Right.
And then you show up, and then they go through it for the whole night. Like, they play music, and it's like a legitimate thing. Like, you win a trophy and the whole shebang. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Are they better trophies than what the old Twin Cities Hip Hop Awards
are? Yeah, they're
are?
Like glass. Like, nice. They're pretty nice.
They got glass and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diamonds, I don't know.
Right. Platinum.
Platinum. Yeah, but I don't know. It's pretty fun. And then everybody, all the artists, they go. And last time we had a balcony where we were VIP.
Nice.
And, you know, hung out. And just, it's fun. You know, you network and connect mm-hmm. with everybody in the scene and congratulate each other, basically.
Pat know. Each other's butts.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Toot each other's horns.
Yeah.
When is the show?
Mid-March.
Mid-March, okay.
Mid-March.
So from this point forward, you don't know if you won until the show itself.
I won't know until I go.
Okay. That's cool. And where is it at this year?
I think it's, again, at Epic.
Okay. That's cool. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Let's give a little plug to Fuzz Talk Radio.
Huh? Yeah.
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 Nice. Nuts. What up, Nuts?
The voice of K-Town.
Yo.
That was great. That was perfect.
So when's the Project Mayhem album going to be done? Do you have a date set?
We had a date set.
We came in today, we're not going to give a date. So.
You came in today and did not tell me
did
anything.
Did not tell you anything.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. It I think, well, we were shooting for March, but it looks like we're going to have to push it a little bit.
So you guys are on Facebook, facebook.com/teambaddecision, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
No website, no official website?
Nope.
Nope.
I know, we're lame.
We are lame.
It's cool. Hey.
We're going green. We don't want any waste.
Nice. Well put. That's a good way to say it. Nice.
We don't need a bunch of waste. I already got to fucking stay all busy on my Twitter and my Facebook and right. my Instagram. It's
I know.
Like,
how do y'all keep up with that stuff?
There should be one way to link all of them.
I'm surprised that there's not like a tracking device hovering over me all the time.
You know, you could hire some Joe to do it for you.
Yeah.
And I don't mean
Big
Joe.
Big Joe. Nice.
Just some Joe.
Yeah.
Do it for you.
You know what? Here's a question for Marina's here. PLC actually got their start with the Players Lounge show on Public Access here in White Bear.
Yes, yes.
You can see one of the episodes on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? You really got to dig to find that shit.
The Santa Claus episode.
The Santa Claus, yeah. Yeah. Really I watched that whole thing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I want to see more.
It's pretty good, man.
I want to see more of that.
That's just another thing I've been really wanting to do. It's just... You know, I'm gonna get to it. You know, and just have stacks of tapes from all the old TV shows that we did, and you know, it was a lot of fun. It started off as WET, a very untasteful rendition of BET, and then
I can see that.
And then we had WBTV,
right?
You know, which is what we called White Bear because we're some cool ass white boys,
right?
And and that was also whatever. And then we had the Players Lounge, and then we had Wednesday Fest, which was actually a little kids show. And that's the only TV show I've done that I've won an award for.
Yeah.
Because it was actually really good.
Yeah.
You know, we'd go to the zoo and stuff, and go on field trips, and nice. We'd play Connect Four with kids over the phone, and they'd watch on the TV. I mean,
wow.
It could have been like Yo Gabba Gabba. I'm not
yeah.
even kidding.
Yeah. It was like that. Yeah.
And wow. Dubs was part of it, you know, PLC, all my buddies, and we all just had corny names like our buddy Josh and big brother Dave, and
yeah.
you know, just super corny. Mario Brothers was the intro theme.
Oh, cool.
With the freeze frame high five. Me and Dave Carlson, just, psh. Yeah, it was great, man, and we won an award for that shit, but I don't even know where the hell I'm going with all this. But yeah,
all, history,
that, all that SCC stuff was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and that's where it all—that's really where it all came. We all got together every day, and that's where, it was our studio at the time, TV mm-hmm. studio, and it, you know, just evolved from rap battles there into mm-hmm. Recording in our buddy's basement, and you know, just went from there. So then we like, shit, let's take all credit cards and fucking let's fucking put out another CD. So we did that, you know, and I just paid that bitch off. You know, but that's what you do. You're fucking, you're young and you're dumb. You do what you gotta do.
Right.
And I'm so happy I did because, you know, all the memories that the song What If I Killed You or Truth Be Told, you know, they're all on there. Dub B. And it's crazy how many people we've inspired with that shit, you know,
yeah.
and all the things I've been able to do and even got paid, you know, it's like, that's ridiculous. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad we did it. Every mistake, there's a reason. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So
we wouldn't be here right now.
We wouldn't.
We wouldn't.
It's all good. It's all love.
Right. One love. One love.
One love.
Big it up. Big it up. Tress, you don't have public access history?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Well, this is going to be a short interview.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's cool.
I'm lame.
You got kick-ass karate history, too.
Yeah, I do.
Literally. Sure do.
Literally.
Tress is double?
Fourth.
Fourth degree?
Fourth degree.
Black belt.
I'm getting my fifth degree. My master's. It's considered master's when you get to fifth degree. I'm getting that in a year.
Right. Nice. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's
pretty.
That is, I'm going to say it again, kick-ass. Right? That's cool. So theater background, though?
Yeah, I did a lot of talent shows, a lot of theater when I was in school, high school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, improv.
Right.
It was like a lot of that.
Okay.
I'd be a part of a lot of groups like that,
mm-hmm.
and it was fun. Actually, I think Nick Swardson, which you had mentioned earlier, I think he was in my drama class when I went to Moundsview High School for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for like half of a year. And he was in there, actually. It's kind of funny. But we would be part of an improv group, and we would do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was fun. We'd do music and, you know, be a theater geek, basically.
And somehow that segued into making music.
Yeah. I mean, well, I've always been really into music. Mm-hmm. I played guitar. I played a lot of instruments all through high school. Did a lot of talent shows and things like that. I would win money for singing and stuff. So it was kind of fun. And then... Actually, I got dared to write a rap verse, which is kind of funny. So, from Keenan, from Kingpin.
Right. Nice.
I used to hang out with those guys all the time because I used to be, you know, with Oddballers, basically. But he dared me into writing a rap verse because he just thought it would be funny because, oh, a girl trying to rap verses, how cute.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it, and he actually, I think he still has the... It was more like a poem, I think, but I think he still has it as one of his like favorite things that I've ever done, and it just kind of evolved into music.
That was a team good decision.
It was.
It's cool because we can, you know, we can run into those guys, and it's kind of like whatever, you know, whatever's all happened with the music and everything, it's all family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
we're all gunning for the
same
thing.
We all came
thing.
From that kind of roots.
Right.
We just all were so young at the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and we all met, and now it's cool to see everybody doing their things, mm-hmm. you know, on the side, and everybody's doing their own thing now, but it's nice to all have those same roots.
Right.
We're all connected, really.
Yeah, it's fun, you know, you run into those guys, and it's cool, because it's like, it's neat to
There's
know
no
that
hate.
We all came from the same place.
Right, Bob Schmell's penis, right?
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Yeah, me too.
And Cheryl.
It's Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl. How you doing, girl? I remember I met you, how the hell did that happen? You were dating that
Oh, yeah, I was dating
guy.
That one guy. No, one guy. Like, actually, what? The first time I met you was, I still have the flyer. You handed me a Lyrical Pedestrians flyer
mm-hmm.
With the zigzag logo on it, and it's white, it's like yay big.
Mm-hmm.
But you handed that to me at a show. I drove all the way out to Mankato with my boyfriend at the time, and... It was a bad thing. I wasn't supposed to go out anywhere. I was mm-hmm. like, I was like 14, probably 13, I think. Yeah, big deal. Driving 2.5 hours
right.
away from home to go see a rap show with a bunch of people that nobody knew. So it was kind of, but yeah, you handed me this flyer to see a show in Minneapolis. And I was just happened to be in Mankato. But
mm-hmm.
but yeah, that's kind of how I met all of you
so
guys.
So he brought you down there? Is that how it happened?
Well, yeah, because I couldn't drive.
So he was going to the show. You were just along for the ride kind of deal?
Yeah,
or?
Well, my boyfriend at the time, he was he's really into underground hip-hop and,
mm-hmm.
and underground music. So, like, really big into the ICP and everything, too. And
mm-hmm.
It all kind of, I don't know, it all worked out. He had his driver's license and, you know, yeah.
So at what point did you start making music then?
I think it really like hit me when PLC was first in the Underground Psychos contest, and at the time that's when I met Illegal, and me and her just I don't know for some reason we became really good friends, and it would just kind of click like an idea, like, you know, that'd be, you know, PLC has this really great male rap duo and they do an awesome job. they're good friends of ours, and you know, they inspire us and stuff. But mm-hmm. what if we had a girl rap duo? You know, like, I think it'd be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And we thought maybe it would contradict each other or whatever, because like you know, me and her are so different, and we just didn't know how it would work out. But right. we were just like, well, why not take a chance?
And a chance you took.
Yeah. And it worked out.
THC, know? Wings.
Yeah.
The album.
Yeah.
That's cool. So basically the Facebook is the best way to check out Team Bad Decision, right?
For now, that is the greatest way. You know, I'm not even going to talk on that yet. But yeah, that is definitely right now. Just stay tuned.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Yes. Yes.
He was
that's
waiting
why I
for
do
someone
show.
To say it.
ThankYouRob.com. You can go there and... I do another podcast, and where it's called Some People's Kids Podcast, and that's more entertainment. We just talk about shows, whatever, TV, movie, music, whatever the fuck we want to talk about.
Nice.
So you can go to thankyourob.com and link up there. I Define Design. I do my own graphic design, music videos, if Team Bad Decision wants a video. Or you, the listener. Thanks for checking it out, us out, this out. ThankYouRob.com.
Thank you.
Team
Thank
Bad
you.
Decision.
Salute.
Last words. Say something.
Something.
Penis.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to warn you that when I wrote this song, I was listening to The Cure a lot, so. You don't know how much I need you. While you're near me, I don't feel blue. And when we kiss, I know you need me too. I can't believe I found a love that's so pure and true. But it all was bullshit. It was a goddamn joke. Hope you're glad with what you've done to me. I lay in bed all day long, feeling melancholy. You left me here all alone, tears running constantly. Oh, somebody kill me, please. Somebody kill me, please.
Mental institution.